Blog Talk Radio.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Full Punch Unleashed. I am Matt with me, and yes, there is definitely always something wrong with him. With me, as always, is Dennis.
Yes. Welcome to Unleashed.
Here, Dan.
Hi, everyone.
Wait, good mood, brother. What's going on?
I don't want my arms behind my. I hug myself enough. Get the coat off me. I don't like the coat. I don't. Oh, shit. I got to wear this hug me coat again. It's okay. I can cope. Hi, buddy.
As always, craziness. And why? Because it's a fucking Monday night and nobody likes Mondays. So we just try and make them a little more crazy and enjoyable.
That, and I'm usually unmedicated for the whole weekend, so come Monday, who knows what the hell I'm going to come up with. It'll be okay.
How has your weekend been, man?
Absolutely gorgeous. Some dumbass apparently forgot to notify Mother Nature that, hey, it's fall. All these leaves and everything are turning brown. We don't need an 85-degree day. You crackheaded whore. So let's not make poor Dennis sweat his ass off when he schedules all of his outside work for the cool time of the year. So, let's see, I stained the deck, I pressure washed, I did a sidewalk. Yeah, an 85-degree heat that, you know, I should have just done over the summertime when I could, you know, sweat poison for all day. But instead, no, Mother Nature has to screw with me.
Well, let's be honest about your seasons there in Richmond, Virginia. You barely have them.
I was going to say, don't talk shit about our two seasons.
Exactly. Summer and kind of summer is what you have to experience.
Well, yeah, but hey, look at it this way. If I owned a motorcycle again, I would be back to my 10 and a half month riding season. Meanwhile, laughing hysterically at you going, sucks to be you, dude. Oh, by the way, how's the parka working out for you? Have you seen your toes this year? We're not going to start into the weather reports, are we?
No, we're,
sure
we're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was sunny here. That was called daytime. Now it's dark. This is called night, which is when Full Spectrum Unleashed comes your way.
You know what? I was in turmoil today, though, considering the back window of my Jeep fell in for no reason, like the zipper detached.
I
was actually in turmoil.
Catches.
Yeah, I know. Stuff falls out that shouldn't. I was actually truthfully in turmoil of, do I put the top down in October or leave it up? So,
well,
yeah,
top but if up. It was like it was here today, some asshole decided to send a cold front our way and like just dump buttloads of rain. So
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, I'm sending that shit back west, just so you know.
Yeah,
there's no sense in that. It's bullshit.
That's just a little bit of my middle finger to you.
Yeah, well, keep that in mind, Jack Wagon. Keep that in mind. So, how was your weekend, Matt? I understood that you might have done something a little different.
There,
hung
you
out
know
with
what?
Some people you don't normally hang out with.
It was extremely, extremely low key. You know, not really much going on. Just hanging out at fucking Chicago Ghost Conference 5, which was awesome. So I can't, dude, it was so much fun. But again, kind of the same thing, and we weren't even doing the radio show, but it was just the hangouts and all that. Friday night, I didn't get home until 2:30 in the morning. Saturday, I didn't get home till 3:30 in the morning. And I had to work both days also.
Oh.
So it was work, event, minimal sleep, work, event. And maximum sleep.
Somewhere, let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, is there a somewhere on this soundboard? I don't see a baby cry. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, you can hear one live, and that's Dennis's speech. But besides that, no, it was great. Josh Gates from Destination Truth, John Zaffis, had long conversations with him, Jeff Belanger. That's another story for a later time. But, yeah, dude, Jeff and I have an extremely, extremely funny experience that I will share with everybody. We messed with some people really, really, really well.
I have a hard time believing that you and Jeff messed with people. That makes it sound like you had fun. I find that hard to believe.
You know, it it was one of those things to where I kept telling him, no, you know what, fuck you, I'm not going to have fun. I'm going to sit and try and be as miserable as I possibly can. But then
that would
he
be
just
the map that I know because I wasn't there.
Exactly. And but
he knew it.
He does start speaking and just laughter comes out of your mouth, just the same with Josh Gates also. We did so many practical jokes on so many people this weekend. It was hysterical.
Well, details. What the hell? Were we supposed to just, like, draw on our minds what you did?
Yeah, well, pretty much. I do also understand that... this is why I'm trying not to monopolize time, because we do have somebody that's actually willing to join our crazy asses.
Well, now, see, here's the difference. I think if it were... I'm going to actually go ahead and bring him live, but I think if it were an option, if we were all put in the same location, we would all three have white coats surrounding us, and, yeah, this would be pretty much what we get. Hello, caller, are you with us?
I'm always with you guys. Are you kidding me? How are we doing?
What's going on? Awesome.
Mentally... Definitely mentally, I'm definitely seeing you guys eye to eye. Absolutely. White coat,
well,
I was born
be.
With a white coat on.
Yeah, well, mine, you know, I mean, you heard how I opened the show up. Come on, I don't want to wear the coat again. I hug myself, and why do I got to have, oh, shit, I'm stuck in the coat. I got to hug myself all night. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us, if you follow on Facebook, this is Freddy versus Jason, our dear friend Paul. Absolutely love him to death. But welcome to the show, Paul. Thanks for joining us, brother.
Well, thanks for letting me back on again to cause some more havoc, which I got a lot to, of course, not cut you guys off, but a lot to talk about and tell us because I had an exciting weekend and I got future weekends coming up that are even going to be bigger. Which hopefully they will be bigger. I mean, with me, I try to make them as big as I can. But, you know, go big
that's
or go home,
said.
I think I tell you guys. Yeah. Well, that's what they all say, my friend. Anyway.
I love the bigger. So, how was your weekend, Paul? What did you do?
Well, the weekend was pretty exciting. I just am worked and now affiliated with major, I consider them pretty major. I mean, they kind of found me. I kind of found them at Monster Mania 26. But a company by the name of It Factor, it's backed by Alicia Bayak, or K-Bock, excuse me. Sorry, Alicia. Alicia K-Bock. And she's also affiliated with Colby Models, and she owns a company called It Factor. And basically they get talent all over from models, from character actors to photographers to so many people. They saw me in action at Monster Mania 26, and hopefully I'll be doing some actual gigs with them, which I did Saturday morning. I was fortunate enough that they wanted me to work as the Joker at the Legends of the Rings, yes, top-notch wrestlers like Jake the Snake, Cody Rhodes, Andrew Anderson, who I love and adore, and he's part of the crew that I am affiliated with as well, and as well as Tito Santino, Kevin Nash was there, Rowdy Piper, King Kong Bundy, Howard Finkel, announcer Howard Finkel. I mean, there were so many amazing people there. My girlfriend Deirdre was able to take amazing photography there. It was a really, really, really amazing event. And, it was very, very cool. And then from there, where? What happened then? Well, then Freddie headed out to the Oaksville Gun Show.
And yes, Freddie didn't have to get his blades checked in, but I was in the gun show at the Philly Expo.
which of course they were taken by surprise, but it was a good time. I worked there all day Saturday, and then I worked there all day Sunday. Well, all day was I worked with them at 2 to 5, and then the rest of the day the next day. But I saw more guns than I think I'd ever going to see. I worked with a company called White's Trading and KRS Tactical. KRS Tactical is out of South Carolina, and then White's Trading's up in Pennsylvania. And good bunch of people, love them to death. The Whites and Kyle and Chris and all you guys that I know, Melissa, Courtney, give a quick shout out to Jeff White, his wife Nancy, their son Cody, then there's Jess, there's Melissa, Kyle, Chris, Courtney, Shayna was there, and I'll even say hi to your sister Jordan, who wasn't there, but it was pretty amazing. And now I'm ready for upcoming events with the It Factor, and I'll be at Chiller. I'm going to be Chiller all day Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. And that's Saturday, the 26th of October. But I got a lot of stuff going on. And last but not least, I'll be going at the first State Con with my buddy Buzz Hansen. I told him I make it up there. He's with a Living Corpse. He's an amazing artist for amazing publication and magazine, and I'll be up there as his favorite friend, the Joker. What better place to be at a Comic-Con? And I'm looking forward to it. So, a lot of shit going on. My head's going in overdrive.
All right, and thanks for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That has been Full Spectrum Unleashed now that the shout-outs have been done.
Sorry. I had a quick shot of what do you mean? I was there all weekend. A gun was to my head, so, we'll take it that way. Nah. It wasn't, but a good bunch of people. I mean, you guys are awesome, and I enjoy every time that I'm on the show with you guys. So what's going on with you guys? Since I took the 2 hours already.
Like one of us gets to go and chill at a convention. The other one gets to work all weekend and dehydrate and sweat my balls off. Another one gets to hang in a gun show. So, it's a good thing I'm in this hug myself suitor. I'd be climbing through the phone lines right now, which, by the way, I've got one for you, Paul.
What's
Have
up?
Have you ever watched, it just completely slipped my cranium. Shocker.
Have I watched Shocker? Have I seen the movie? Isn't her movies called Shocker?
Right. They dealt with a dude that was learning to manipulate electricity and ride electricity. Yes.
Right.
You need to get his voice. All right? And the one thing that I want you to get, if you get no other statements and if you don't perfect his voice on anything else, the one thing I want is,
now I'm nationwide, fuckers. I'm gonna see. I'll look it up. Shocker.
That is like one of the best lines ever. He like actually steps in front of, looks like a microwave antenna, and just like beams himself across on the, like I said, he's been learning to manipulate electricity and ride electricity and everything, and he just like jumps in front of this like microwave dish, and that was probably one of the coolest ones I've seen. Cheesy ass graphics. Yeah, but it was a pretty sweet show.
Wow. I'll definitely look that up.
And I wish to God I had the time this week, knowing that you were going to join us. I would have watched it again this week just so I could remember what his name was and, the premise on the show and everything, but I do not remember. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you're familiar with the show, hey, do me a favor, back me up on this. 323-580-5703. Give us a buzz. Back me up on the show. Was that thing not badass or what? But yeah, that would be the one thing I want you to get down, brother.
It's called Shocker TV show, or is it just called Shocker?
It was Shocker. That was it. Just Shocker.
Did it come out in 1989?
Yes, it did.
That's what you're talking about, Wes Craven Shocker?
Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
Okay.
You talk about the guy strapped to the chair.
I just pulled up the YouTube. But yeah, shows him in the electric chair.
Yep. I know what you're talking about.
But,
I'll see if I can get
that voice. Anything about Wes Craven is just awesome. That reminds me, speaking of Wes Craven, I missed this last Wednesday. You know, we start throwing out big names like that. I do want to say a sorrowful passing to Tom Clancy. He did some wonderful books and everything, and I truly enjoyed your work. So rest in peace, brother. So
he also started all the video games.
Unleashed, because we never know where in the hell we're going to end up. A sentence rolls into another sentence, rolls into who knows what. So, yeah, it just works out that way.
We're vowing for serve here. You go first.
I have the power of the mute button.
Yes.
Not that I'll use it. Did Freddie get a chance to get any damn good scares at the gun show?
Oh, yeah. Freddie got a lot of scares at the gun show. Especially ones that said, man, do you know where you are? I love those.
I was
those are the best ones.
Did you ever?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get pulled or have a weapon pulled on you?
Well, no. And there were more guns that I've ever seen in my entire life. Especially my friends from KRS Tactical and our friends from White. The guns that they had were like Rambo couldn't have been hooked up as good as these guys and all the weapons that were there. But couple guys that. I remember there's two guys were eating chicken fingers, and I came around the corner and I said, "You want me to cut that?" And of course, that guy jumped almost on the other guy's shoulders. that was pretty funny. And then the other guy, like I said, there was this big guy. I mean, he was a big dude, and I startled him, and he turned around and goes, "That's exactly what he said." He goes, "Do you know where you are right now?" And I said, "Freddie's got a flak jacket." But there was another girl. There was a guy, Monty. He has a pickle. He's a pickle vendor. Amazing pickles. And evidently he has his. I don't know if it's his daughter or his friend or what have you. But she's one of the girl pickle vendors. Her name's Lauren. And as she's vending out pickles, she would not. Yes, pickles. Same pickles that, of course, Freddie put on his blades and walked around the event eating pickles off his blades because that's just the way I am. But she would not look up. Would not.
That I don't think any other radio program I have ever heard will have. And there was a girl pickle vendor.
Yes.
What?
Yes, there was. And every time I bit the pickle, I turned around and go, "Geez, Lauren. That's a mighty fine tasting pickle." And then I moved on to the next. But yeah, she definitely afraid of me. Her husband goes, or her boyfriend, I wasn't sure. He goes, "Please, Freddie," and that's Fabio, I remember his name. He goes, "I have to go home and sleep with her, please. Please do not scare her like you're doing it." And I was like, "Oh, dude, you have no idea." So, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
There's the mark. She won't
then of course
up.
There was a.
Yep. She is marked.
She would not look up. Would not look up. The whole day, and then when she saw me from across the way, like I'll stop and I'm talking like you're probably about 100 feet away. I just stop and look at her, and of course she looks up a little bit and just keeps her head down. I get here in her head. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. But that's just
the
way it goes.
Did Isaac show up at all?
Isaac did not show up. He definitely will show up at Chiller. He definitely will be at Chiller. And at First State Con, Joker will definitely appear at First State Con. But since Chiller is a big, I mean, it's the weekend before Halloween, you're going to see Isaac and you're going to see Freddy like you've never seen him before. I mean... And if not many people have seen Isaac, I just introduced a new puppet basically a scary guy. His name is Isaac.
And Isaac likes to cuddle. Will you cuddle with me? I like to cuddle. I'll be in your back seat on your drive home. Please, can I cuddle? Please, Dennis? Please, Matt? Will you let me cuddle?
Of course.
Yes,
you like
say that now.
You sound like such a sweetheart, Isaac. Of course we can cuddle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and everybody, it's like, it's freaky. I just introduced them now because I'm going to be in at the It Factor is, and backed by Alicia Kabach, is doing a documentary on, it's called Beyond the Behind the Ropes. And it's talking about current wrestlers like Andrew Anderson and Greg the Hammer Valentine and Jake the Snake Roberts and Boogeyman, Ironheart, Superfly, Snuka. Well, it's about their past and the up-and-coming wrestlers' futures and so forth. And what happened was is when they found me, they wanted to use Freddie and Joker, but, you know, copyright laws and things like that. We just didn't want to go that route because they wanted to use me in this movie. And I am in the movie now because, believe it or not, Isaac had a punk, Greg the Hammer Valentine, which, of course, when you see the documentary and you see the movie, which is going to be amazing, you'll see what's going to happen. And that's all I'm going to tell you. When you see this, you are going to be probably on the floor bellowed over laughing like you've never done before. That's all I'm going to tell you. But yes, Isaac was in bed with Greg the Hammer Valentine. And it was pretty scary.
Isaac.
Yeah.
For him or for you?
Let me tell you, all I found out was the next day, because I'm sitting there, is like, I could have freaking got suplexed by Greg the Hammer Valentine. I didn't think of it at the time, because when I'm in character, I just think of that character. But the next day, all I could say is Greg says, I hate dolls. I hate dolls like you can't imagine I hate dolls. I said, oh, that's fantastic. Tell me now. You know, didn't tell me prior, but he wasn't going to, because this was late at night, like almost 2:30 in the morning. And another fellow wrestler, Andrew Anderson, was the one that said, come on, here's what we're going to do. I said, what? Of course, me, being the crazy fuck that I am, said,
sure, I'll do it.
So I did.
You know, the one thing that I have to say is, for some reason, because I haven't seen Isaac's, like, actual persona in person,
mm-hmm.
but the mental image that I get, which I think makes it extremely creepy for me, is Robert the Doll.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you were mentioning that a while back, something about a Robert the Doll.
Yeah, the one that has caused so many deaths is the mental image in my head that I get is Robert the Doll. When you do Isaac.
Well, I'm going to send you guys, both you and Dennis, a picture and see if you get this mental image out of your head, my two friendly fiend fuckers. Because you'll like this. I say that with all heartfelt, you know.
I know.
This will come through.
And you know we love you.
It's nothing but putting a smile on your face, my friend.
If I wasn't in this hugging jacket, I'd kick your ass.
Oh, you wait till I come up and visit you, then. Oh, we'll have I think I'll bring my gear, too, because there has to be somebody you want to scare.
Well, I'm telling you, I'll bet I can book us a night for you to just go play and have a blast. I'll talk to my dear friend Angel May up at
cool.
Gordonsville at the Exchange Hotel. And if you want to go play with Isaac and Freddie and the Joker and just cut them all loose, I'm sure Angel would absolutely love you for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will. Now, if you guys take a gander at your little instant message, so how would you like that guy sit in your back seat?
You know what?
Well, I'd be all right with that, but
he's being very kind.
A solid object ahead of me.
He seems very kind, and
he's
very
kind, right?
And very inviting. And yes, you know what, Isaac, I will cuddle with you.
Very loving type of doll.
And his head can go from left to right and back again. So,
he has a lot of fun. Well, you know, it's so funny, when I first introduced him, which was at Monster Mania 26, when I went to the, I basically met up with probably my favorite, who was Heather Langenkamp, which is the original Nancy from A Nightmare on Elm Street 1, which I'll get into more detail about that a little later, because she didn't like me at first. Well, she liked me to start, but didn't seem to like me later, and I'll get into details about that later. But when I introduced Isaac, I figured, you know what, I'm going to do it, because I told the guys at It Factor, I said, listen, I have this character. I said, you'll be able to view him in action, and then you can decide. And then once they saw him, they said, oh, this is who I want. I want the doll. And it was weird. Everybody knows Freddy and Joker, but when you walk around, it was weird. I came into the venue, and I walk around Monster Mania and so forth, and it was weird how people knew my name before I knew theirs. And then I kind of realized, okay, people have to be talking, because I just mentioned who I was. Because when I come up to people, I go, my name is Isaac. What's your name? What's your name? Will you come cuddle with me? And then, of course, I think it kind of went, of course, you can't get viral. Well, you guess you can get viral with speak, and everybody was just talking about it. And then I realized, hey, this is my own character that I created. Let me see where it take it. And it went pretty well. So Isaac is in the mix, and he definitely will be at Chiller. I'll be at Chiller the whole day. I'll be hanging out, like I said, with the It Factor crew, and it's going to be the 26th of October, which we're all looking forward to do. Andrew, there's going to be, of course, Andrew Anderson's going to be there. I think Brutus Beefcake. I think also Greg the Hammer Valentine may be there. I know my buddy Michael James will be there. Chrissy May from It Factor will be there. So it should be a good time. And then all my friends. I mean, Jason will be there with me with Freddie. So my buddy Mike McManus. So we'll have a good time. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So we're looking forward to it.
And do any of them want to cuddle?
Yeah, well, you know, Jason, you know, everybody, when I went to Monster Mania, sorry, Mike, you got to listen to this. When I went to Monster Mania, everybody goes, where's Jason at? Of course, me and Freddie, I went,
I threw a stick in the woods, and he's still looking for it.
So, of course, that's what I had to tell everybody.
I still think the best one, though, is at Parafest, Freddie stuck a big sign on Jason's back that said, what, Freddie?
It,
Mama's boy.
And that's posted now. That's up and live and posted. Everybody, I'm sure if you haven't gotten the pictures, go to DK, that's DEEKAE Imagery, and you'll see all the links to all the photos that are online now of the Monster Mania event. And it's pretty, oh, Powerfest events. I'm sorry, that's when we were at Powerfest, at the Powerfest event. And, of course, you guys, Matt and Dennis, I know you guys got your photos, but check the photos out, because the one of me putting Mama's boy on Freddy's back was pretty funny. I think.
Yeah,
that was
definitely
funny. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, you got to play like that. You got to keep it real. Matter of fact, I have that picture right here. I'll just share it with everybody. I'm sharing it with all our friends.
You know, I'd say, and I can't do the voice. You know what, Dennis? You're actually pretty good at Freddy.
Yeah, he did pretty well.
No, that's all bullshit.
I'm impressed.
That's all bullshit.
Oh, dude. You're good at Freddy.
Throw one out. Since you throw me under the bus with all my... Silence of the Lamb stuff? Yeah. I'm going to throw you under the bus on this one.
Matt, you haven't been thrown under the bus. You lay under the bus.
Remember
those old videos where you watch the dude reach back and grab himself by the collar and throw himself over? Yeah, that's Matt.
Dennis has control over the board right now. So, who knows what the fuck will happen. But, no... Dennis, I do have to say that you do a damn good Freddy.
Oh, yeah. Compared to the guy that does it and gets paid for it. Okay.
Well, no,
yeah.
you're never going to be as good as Paul, but you do a damn good Freddy.
Is that a bus I hear coming my way? You know how hard it is to run in a hug me coat? But I appreciate that. I try. I'm damn sure nowhere near as good as Paul is at doing it. But
I give everybody. I never knock anybody doing Freddy because he's a hell of a character. And if you could do it, commit to it. And I say to everybody who's going to do voice characterization, stick with it, keep practicing, and you can do it. You know.
I just do it once in a while to goof off. But what was your What is your point in that, Matt? I know I'm about to get chucked under the bus, brother, and I'll wave as it's coming at me and take it freely.
Yeah, no, I want to hear you do Freddy and Paul basically critique your performance.
Sure.
All right. Well, let me do this then. Paul, give me a line with Freddy. Just to give me a primer, so, you know, kind of like giving me the key tone so I can stay in key.
Okay. Do you want to do it? Do you want me to do it as Freddy or just tell you one?
Oh, no, you got to do it as Freddy so I can get key.
Okay. All right. Ready?
How sweet. Fresh meat.
All right.
How sweet. Fresh meat.
I like that. That was good. That was good. I never knock anybody who does Freddy. I mean, taking them to the next level. I mean, that's what makes the character more believable. I mean, you're not going to talk like Pee-wee Herman when you're doing Freddy. You know, you're just not going to do it. People freak out when they jump.
That would be interesting.
No, if you could go from Freddy to Pee-wee Herman back to back, I mean, I'm sorry, but if I could actually sit and listen to Pee-wee Herman and Freddie have a conversation, I'm afraid I would literally sit here and just piss myself.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Sure you are, bitch.
Sorry. I don't do Pee-wee that well.
Pee-wee, anyway. Put that away.
Now I can, you know, go from,
hey, J-Man.
What's up, Freddy?
Let's go out and play.
Maybe we can put a smile on their face.
If not, it's our prime time.
Oh, Freddy, let's have some fun.
Yeah, how the hell you're not medicated yet is beyond me, dude.
Dude, I'm beyond medicated most of the time. Well, everybody hates it. Like, even when I'm at an event, it's like they'll see me. Some people witness me get ready. And as soon as, I think I told you this, guys, as soon as that mask passes my lips, I'm them. And I'll talk. I remember I was doing it. I'm talking as Freddy, and then I said,
fuck, I forgot to do something. So I raised my lips
right past my lips,
And I went because I had to take my prosthetic off. So once it passed my lips, I'm me. Once put back on, it's just me. It's just the way I do it. It's just like getting in the zone. I mean, who else listens to the Nightmare on Elm Street soundtrack, every version of it, like from Nightmare 1 to Nightmare 6 and 7, on the car ride to an event? Who does that? Me. Kind of puts me
in. I do it also because I like the way I sound.
Yep, and that's it. It just gets me in. Oh, you know, it was funny. Speaking of the nightmare, I'm sitting there, and as I'm walking through the gun show, I'm sitting there and it's so messed up because people who know Nightmare on Elm Street, there's a specific tune that is played, and I'm sitting there whistling. I'm going. I'm strolling up and you see want to see people looking, or you know, people are not really aware of their surroundings, and I realized that because one girl was looking for guns and so forth, and I come up behind their back and go, decisions, decisions, decisions. She looks up, blood curdling scream. Hey, you know, I think I got a gun sale for that guy, but. A lot of fun.
Probably some Depends sales.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a couple. There was one girl. That was funny when we were at Monster Mania in Hunt Valley as Freddie, and I'll get into talking with Nancy, which was great, which is Heather Langenkamp. The girl's sister came to me and goes, see that girl over there standing there, Diane? She's definitely afraid of Freddie. So, of course, I mean, Jesus, she targeted her, so I went over there. Well, I can tell you, gentlemen, as soon as I remember her name was Darla? Dana. Her name was Dana. And I went, Dana, your sister says hi. No lies, guys, cross of the leg, she started peeing. See, that's a good night for me. That was a good night. At Parafest, I had three people. I think I told you this, Dennis. Three people ran out of the building. One girl almost passed out, and two girls peed. That's a good night for me. You know?
You know, I've had pretty much the same night, but it's usually nights that I'm out, you know, catting around.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, a night like that. I mean, I'm going to get my ass scared. I know. And if I go on a paranormal investigation, I think I want that. I want that.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, you know, with two girls run out of the building, one pees and one...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the nights that I'm out flirting and, you know. That's when I get responses like that.
Oh, I got you. I got you, man. I got you. Oh, listen, how are you? Jeez, Matt. Now, is it like that for you in the Illinois area, too, or what?
No, not really. It's so uneventful here.
Are you sure?
Except for this past weekend. No, you know what? I have actually brought somebody on a investigation. You look down at their jeans and they were a lot darker in places than they should be.
Right. Well, I don't get it. Where, you know, I'm going to be doing a haunt, Mount. I think I told you before, I'm going to be doing the Mount Holly prison haunt. And my girlfriend Deirdre told me, she goes, you know, why people, girls especially, wear white to a haunt is just ridiculous. Because those are the ones that usually pee. It's like, I don't know. That kind of is stupid, going to a haunt like that. But, hey, you got the power to do it and scare somebody to do it.
I will tell you this. There is potential that just out of a random, oh, what the hell, I might, and don't hold your breath waiting on it, but I might make my way up that direction to go see a friend of mine. Michael Carroll up in Connecticut just opened up a sports shop, KO Sports and Collectibles. I might go visit him. And there's a possibility that I can find my way through Mount Holly. And I want to go see if I can hang out with Isaac for the night.
Oh, you can. If you want to hang out at my place, you can. You're more than welcome.
But don't hold your breath. I think it would be phenomenal just to, well, of course, I'd have to bring my wife, and you have to promise me that she will, like, need a Depends by the time we get out of
there. Yeah. Does she realize the type of friends that you have?
We've been married for 12 years, dude. She knows me pretty well.
Yeah.
She's met Matt for shit, but
I truly think...
I think that Dennis wants to cuddle.
Dennis will see all my heads hanging on the wall or hanging on my shelf. I got a lot of them. Well, Isaac, I'm not allowed to hang inside the room. Just can.
I'm kind of scared.
Somebody
have Matt trying to be Isaac?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Was that Matt trying to emulate Isaac?
I don't know. At least somebody, or somebody grabbed his balls. One of the two. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that definitely was a poor example.
Did you have a question, Dennis, for me that you wanted me to answer?
Yes, I do. Now, actually, this one is for Freddie. Freddie is notorious for entering people's dreams and so forth. Well, being in the paranormal, I'd like to know if Freddie can give me some hints of how I can understand the dream world and perhaps enter the dream world to help people understand exactly what they're encountering.
Entering the dream world. Well, it's hard for somebody just to know what you're getting into, because once you get to REM state, it can go good, or it can go really, really bad, and I like when it goes bad, especially when I have to deal with the hotties.
Now, see, that's kind of what I thought. You know, when Matt gets into some hottie's dream world, it can go good or bad. Well, it depends on if they wake up or if the duct tape has been put in place first.
Yep. They could say when they wake up, they had their nightmare. Or when he wakes up, he had his dream. One of the two. You know, not love for you, Matt. You know that.
Now that we've covered date rape for the evening,
hey, Matt, just hold on to the axle, man. Just hold on to the axle.
Yeah,
couple
I know.
Speed bumps, but just hold on to the axle.
You know what? I always, every single show that I do, I always have a replay of the movie Speed going through my head. Of once the bus drops below 50 miles an hour, it blows up. Oh, I've never seen that fucker get over 20.
That's because they slow down when they're going over glass and they're going over... Matty, my boy.
Attention all passengers, this bus will slow down as it crosses railroad tracks and Matt.
No, within they stop, the bus stops on the railroad tracks and tells everybody else to get off.
Yeah.
And he's hanging underneath.
Yep. I got my belt on the axle, and I'm like, hey, just along for the ride. It's
there's
a train
coming
view down here.
But you know I love you, Matt. Hey,
yeah,
Matt, here's something that we need to do, brother. You need to make a East Coast run, because we have, let's see, we can run up and visit Jesse and Nick and Tim up at Pennhurst, then we can run across into West Virginia and go visit Rebecca and them over at Trans-Allegheny, roll back towards the east and check out Eastern State, run up and check out Mount Holly and visit with Isaac. I think it'd be a blast, dude. We can make a week's run of it. I got a week's vacation.
Yeah, and my friends Jerry at Pennhurst, they'll be around. Like I said, we're having also not only myself, but actor and movie writer Mr. Rob Dimension is going to be Mumbles from No Clowning Around. He's going to be actually in our haunt as Mumbles, which is really cool. I mean, I had the privilege of working with Rob Dimension when I was in the movie Baggage. Yes, as myself. No, not as anything else. And I was an extra, but you can see me. And I wasn't under a bus. And also, too, he's got a couple other things that he's working on. And then he's got a lot of good stuff that's coming up. But it should be a good time. It's amazing. Like I said, they take the Mount Holly prison in the yard, and they build actual theme sets. Like, I'm in a doll room. It's going to be a hellbilly room. There's Pork Chops Pen of Pain, which my friend Jeff Kratzer plays Pork Chops. There's going to be a mausoleum, a clown room, which Mumbles is going to be in. My friend Dan Murderer's Grin. I mean, it's going to be a pretty wild time. And then I've never been up to Pennhurst or any of the East. I've heard about East Coast. I haven't been there. And I know about our friends up in Field of Screams, like my friend Scott Suloff as a Bonjo, and Jeremy Spickler, who does 13th Ward Effects. They run that Field of Screams events, which they have a really good pretty good event. I mean, a lot of us from different haunts now that we go up and see what everybody else has. But you guys probably won't be disappointed to come into the haunts around here. That's for sure. You go from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, you'll definitely hit a lot of good haunts. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've got friends that just left out of Richmond over the past weekend, and they did Pennhurst and Eastern State. I'm not sure what else they were going to do. They were going to come up to the haunt, but y'all don't open until next weekend.
Right. Yeah, this week. I can't wait. It's going to be first debut of Isaac, and then so funny. I was getting my room all strategically done, guys. You would have been proud. Every doll, when you come down the hallway to see me, every doll's facing the same way and looking at you. Go figure. What a welcoming party, especially with the big doll, which is me, looking right at you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Would definitely be a cool one. We need
it's
to
be cool.
Zach Baggins to come through there, because he wigs out every time dolls come into the room or into the picture.
So you got to give me a clue, Dennis. When I come in, I'll pick them right out of the crew.
Well, Zach
right
Baggins from Ghost Adventures. You can't miss him. He's the one with the...
Oh, yeah. I got you.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, I'm going to throw the phone number at you here. If you have any questions for Paul, or if you want to talk to Freddie, I think the Joker's still hanging out in the background.
Oh, absolutely.
And I believe we also have Isaac still hanging out on the other line. If you want to talk to either one of the three of them or Paul, 323-580-5703. Give us a buzz and let's see what you got.
You know, Paul, one thing that I actually didn't get to ask you and never asked you is how did you actually get started in like this whole thing? Was it worked in haunted houses as a kid and then decided like you enjoyed it so much and hey, profession? Or
well, it more or less started, I think we kind of briefly talked about it. I'm not really sure because I've been in a couple shows, not necessarily yours, but other people. I've been potted to dead and so forth. But how this came about was I wanted to be a special effects makeup artist at one time. Loved my parents to death, but they were both school teachers, and they weren't really saying that, you know, that kind of you won't amount to anything if you're going to be a makeup artist. And, of course, that got kind of a little bit on the kibosh. But then I always used to do makeup on the side, and I always used to get my mom all done up for Halloween and myself, and I like scaring people. And then I went to Glassboro State College, and I think that's where Freddie really, really started.
But back then I was using Dermawax, which is basically it's like a putty. And, of course, I put a bald cap on and did the whole nine yards. But college was a little different for me because you can call security and tell them, yeah, there's a wild guy going to be running around with blades and scaring the dorm girls. And they were okay with it, you know. So that's when I first started doing Freddy. And then I took it from there. I mean, when Freddy came out, it was, you know, November 9th, 1984, I'll never forget it. When I came out, when I saw it, I was, like, hooked. Then I figured, you know what? Let me try to master the voice, and time progressed. Yeah, I've been doing kind of trying to master Freddie's voice for, like, 20 years, and then as time progressed and the appliances, as far as prosthetic appliances, got better and better and better. I mean, Robert Englund, it took him 12 hours per each set to just get into Freddie the very first time. I can get into my Freddy in pretty much not even 5 minutes, thanks to amazing crafter and sculptist, a guy by the name of James Updegraff from Dark Ride Studios. The guy does amazing work, and that's where I got my basically my silicone from. And then the rest was history. I just want to take it to the next level. So far, so good. And then I introduced Joker later because I was a big fan of Mark Hamill's Joker. But I have the kind of like the voice of Mark Hamill, but I have some of the mannerisms of Jack Nicholson, and I emulate Jack Nicholson's Joker as far as with my costume because it looks exactly like Jack's. And not knocking Heath because I'm always looking for a little global expansion. And when I get there, maybe I'll have everybody else do tryouts. Because remember, whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger. So I could do Heath. I just choose to do something different, you know. And I respected Heath Ledger. He was an amazing Joker. And then thing led to another. I just went to, you know, I want to try something different. And then I just started adding to Isaac. And like I said, I think you guys, I think we talked about this before. And guys agree or disagree, people, there is those clown people that hate clowns and those other people that freak out in dolls. And I said, what better? Everybody freaks out with Freddy. I already have a clown, so why don't I just add a doll into the mix? And that's where I said, okay. And then what kind of name should I get it? How it came about the name, I was watching Children of the Corn. And Isaac was on there. I said, damn, that's a good name for a doll. And then later, I used to know, because if you never saw the movie Magic, I highly recommend everybody watch it. It's one of Anthony Hopkins, one of his first horror movies, and he plays a ventriloquist. And the doll, I recall, is named Isaac. And the rest is, hey, there's nothing like an adrenaline rush. I mean, you always remember that adrenaline, whether you laugh real hard or get scared. Scaring people, no disrespect, is a rush. It is. It is. I'm sure everybody knows that first time they've been scared. Yes.
Well, not only that, like I will completely 100% agree with that. And from what I've worked at locally and stuff like that, not your level and not a character or had prosthetics or any sort of mask or anything like that. Just makeup working in local haunted houses. There,
right.
I always aspired to be, and like I even got the comment cards and all that kind of stuff afterwards when they asked, what did you like the best? And they would always say, the vampire. Which was me. So I was like, that's pretty awesome in a place that has 7,000 to 8,000 people a night that come through. It was multiple levels, like full Hollywood makeup artists, like all that stuff, working just a haunted house. It's infectious when you start interacting with people. In character, in costume, it makes you internally laugh. You can't externally laugh unless you're the Joker. But It was phenomenal, and I seriously encourage anybody coming into the Halloween time. Halloween houses are always looking for help to go work in it and just have fun.
Right.
Hey, Matt, are you listening to the echo?
I hear the echo, too. Paul, do you have the volume up on your computer?
No, I have nothing. I don't even have your show on or nothing.
Oh, well, what?
No, well, that's
not
a shock.
I'm listening through my telephone.
Yeah, most people don't have. Are you on speakerphone by chance?
No, because I know how the rules work with the radio.
It's gone now.
It's still there a little bit. That was kind of weird.
Minor,
there was a huge echo.
Now, the biggest thing, even though I took it from, you know, like the premise about with Anthony Hopkins being Isaac, I believe, and if I'm not mistaken, even though I believe, because it's been a while since I saw him, but I believe his the character inside that movie as the doll, I think his name was Corky. And I'll have to look that up on IMDb, but the magic is the doll is it's scary looking. And his eyes are bright blue. I think I can send you guys a little look if I have it on the download. Yeah. Here, I'm gonna send you guys, I'll both of you send a quick pic. I think you got it first, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, what, you heard the knock in the background?
Yeah. And I'm sending you, Dennis. So if you see Anthony Hopkins and you see the doll that's in front of him, I believe that doll was named at the time was Corky, if I'm not mistaken. And I can IMDb it, and yeah, you know what, I'm looking at it now, the doll's name was Corky, but I just like the name Isaac, and how I came about Isaac was more or less was when I was watching Children of the Corn, because I just thought it just was a scary name.
And then when I click the back button, goes right to a photo of Isaac with bright, bright fucking blue eyes.
Yep. It's just all dolls are, like I said, people like dolls. I mean, even Big Guy, I'll never forget, that was at, the guys who did Hog Mall, it was a movie called Hog Mall, I think Nat was out there, and his girlfriend, I believe her name was Katie, and he told me when I was Isaac, I was coming up to his table, and he said, he just blatantly, really disturbed by it, he said, dude, get away from my table now. And that's exactly how he said it. I don't care who you are, get away from my table. So later when I got out of my costume, remember, he gave me a hug, he said, dude, I may look like the biggest of a dude, but I hate dolls. So, you know, there's always that fear. Everybody has a fear of something.
Well, that's true. You know, some people are afraid of snakes. Some are afraid of spiders. Some are afraid of dolls. Now,
you know,
I wish I had known that you were going to be with Rowdy Roddy Piper. he actually had a, like, celebrity ghost stories or something. I forget what it was. But he had a phenomenal story regarding his own haunting in his own residence.
Wow.
I thought it was just fantastic. Matt, did you happen to catch that one?
Matt? That was a celebrity ghost story or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was the haunting of Rowdy Roddy Piper. And
the medium? What the hell's her name?
Teresa, the Long Island medium. But yeah, I'd love to have him on the program and ask him about that, because it was just, it fascinates the hell out of me, and it just shows that it's not just, you know, old Jim Bob over yonder in that trailer park wanting to get some TV time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's like UFOs and things like that. They always seem to, well, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that
UFOs and so forth are sent here from somebody like, oh, I don't know, P.T. Barnum. Because they always seem to pick on the lowest common denominator.
Well, yes and no.
Right. Well, I'm being told that we're still echoing.
I'm sure you have nothing up high. Nothing at all. Keeping everything down low.
Even my voice.
Yeah. The only thing high around here is me. And that's only because Jack. Oh, and I'm being told it's just me.
When they put me on the shelf, I'm high. When they put me on the shelf, I can look down left and right, and then maybe I can cuddle. I can make them all laugh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There are certain people who are in this world that I know, and I'm sad to say this, but I'm not sad to say it, that would love to cuddle with Isaac.
Terry, would you like to cuddle with Isaac, Terry? I would hold on real tight. Please cuddle with Isaac. Please? If not, I'll sit in your back seat and ride home with you. I promise.
And Terry shall not sleep for the evening.
Oh, Terry, I'll just be right under the bed. Don't you worry.
If I got called out like that, I'd be like, what the flip? But it's so much fun to, I do have to admit, I mean, even when you just do that, poke your head around the door frame and go, yeah, just to get that scare on someone. Ooh, she said it sounds kinky, Isaac. Maybe Terry wants to get kinky with Isaac.
How sweet, Terry Meach. I'll be right over.
Mm-hmm.
And the party's at Terry's house.
And we'll all put a smile on your face, Terry. You get four for the price of one.
Just don't make me fantasize about you, Isaac. Oh, I have got some sick fucking friends.
You are now listening to Full Spectrum Porn.
Sorry. We have different sponsors now.
Yes, this episode brought to you by Trojan. Train is coming.
You all started it. Now we have to end it.
Oh, God. Oh, the fact that we're talking about trains and...
Trains, and automobiles.
No, trains with full spectrum porn is... Yeah.
That's a big one.
Sorry.
That's what Joker said.
Yeah. We lost our heads. Or maybe we didn't.
Oh, we spit on it first.
I am so happy. I have been thrown out. I had to call back in. Yes. I love you, Verizon Wireless. You are America's most something network.
Yeah, most.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Oh, shit. Good, because I'm under your bed. Of course you can hear me.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
I love it under your bed.
Are you wearing heels, Matt? Normally,
no.
No, you've seen the picture with his shirt.
Yes, I did see the picture, and that frightens me. That picture,
but
frightens
it does. It does put the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah,
has anybody ever met Matt? Picture of visual of Matt tying himself like a half shirt, a girl's half shirt, was enough that freaked me out. Freaked me out.
It puts the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Now, on to. You know, this is full spectrum radio, so we deal with virtually any and every topic. You, Paul, have a huge interest in the paranormal and doing an investigation and everything else. What is the one thing that you have actually seen or dealt with, like, first person?
Well, the one thing that I felt first person was I have a very close friend of mine that used to be one of my former bosses, and he lives in New Jersey. And his house was built in the 1700s, and then there was an add-on in the 1800s, and then, of course, and another addition was put on the 1900s. And I'll never forget, I went, and it's a true story, I went with my son. He usually has, like, a football party. And, you know, for the Super Bowl. And at the end of the night, because we're close with them, we're staying after hours and we were helping them clean up, and my son was with me. And he has, like, a the way his driveway is, it sets up right up to where his dining room is, and you can see directly to the dining room. And there's a long hallway, which is the old house, where the dining room is part of the old house, and then it leads a hallway up into the new house. But when you look directly through the window, I mean, it's a clear view of the hallway. Me and my son were just sitting in the car, and we knew where Tom was, and that's my friend's name. We knew where his wife was. We knew where my their friend was. They were the only three people in the house, and me and Jake were in the car, which is my son's name, and then we were looking straight, and we see this guy in pioneer clothing, as clear as freaking day, walk down the hallway. Well, as soon as I looked, I turned to my son and I went, Jake, I said, tell me you saw that. He goes, Dad, I saw that and I have no idea who that was. And I said, Jake, well, we know who's only in the house. So we immediately got out of the car and we ran into a house and said, Tom, is anybody in the house with you? And then his wife turns around and he goes, his wife's name's Jamie, and he goes, oh, you saw him. And I said, saw who? The guy that just walked down your hallway? He goes, yeah, that happens sometimes. And it wasn't, from what I know, and you guys know more about haunts than I do, it was a residual haunting where they say that it's kind of like a VCR tape that it rewinds and play back. And that guy, whether why he didn't leave yet, he's just going through the actions that he normally did when he was alive. That was the first instance. The second instance that I happened, it was a year later, we went to the same Super Bowl party, and we were all sitting around a Curico cabinet. And if you're not familiar with a Curico cabinet, there's like a lip at the top, and there was a board game. There's no way that anything could fall off of the top because there's a lip edge. It's kind of like a high lip edge, and then it divvies down on the top, and it's kind of like a, you know, like a table with a channel edge all the way around it, so nothing could fall off. We watched the board game, no lie, jump about, I would say, about a half a foot up in the air and then just flip over the top and just land on the floor. And four of us witnessed that one, and I said, did you see that? Now, I don't know. That, of course, is definitely something that's
interacting with us because we could visually see it, and you guys probably know the proper terminology for it. But that was a little freaky because we all just looked at each other and we were all like, yep, we know we saw that. But it's kind of like when that happened, like, wow, you know, did that really happen? But you have like four other people saw the same thing to confirm it, and that's it, you know. But I want something a little bit more, not that I'm asking the spirits. I want something just a little more out of that I want to get scared, but maybe I do, because it's just something maybe on my bucket list in life saying, yeah, I witnessed it. I can't explain it, but I definitely want to see it happen. So that's my ghost story per se.
You know, for what you experienced, though, that you kind of got a I guess, partial holy grail, if you will, amongst investigators with, like, physically witnessing object manipulation.
Right.
I don't know what else you would actually want, though.
Well, I mean, I guess seeing it, where all of it, and catching it on camera that I can rewind and play it back, like, I know, or even, like, EVPs. I mean, I've heard some of your guys' EVPs, which is pretty amazing. It's just I don't know what more of extreme. Maybe there's something that is, you know, I know, Dennis, you said you've been touched before. You had a force around your neck or something. I don't know what I want. I mean, I don't want the crap beat out of me at all. If we go on a paranormal investigation, that's probably not something that I do want. But maybe I want something to kind of all rolled up into one that I, you know, it's specter that interacts, that talks. I don't know. I guess I'll know when I experience it. Guess it's the knowing without knowing.
Well,
you know, you never know what your level is scared.
I have to play devil's advocate. Is it potential that there was a rodent or something like that that could have, you know, moved the game? I mean, I don't know if you're talking just a, you know, little cheesy thing.
No, or, I'm talking
know,
a full
if you're
fledged
talking a ceramic chess set.
Yeah, well, no, we were talking the game of life from top of thing, and that game is pretty heavy. It's pretty solid. There was
and
no
the
way around or
everything.
The whole box, the whole game, whole box jumped off of the top and landed completely on the floor. I mean, there was a lot of effort and everything, and we watched to do it, and nobody could explain it. There were four of us that were witnessed it in front of it. And to this day, I said, okay, I experienced something. Can't explain it, but I didn't know it did happen. Especially, you know, it's one thing telling people, oh, yeah, I saw that. But when there's four other people there with you confirming they all said the same thing, then you can say, okay, this is a little believable. I mean, this was no bullshit, you know. Even with my son and I visiting, you know, witnessing that residual haunting where the guy walked down the hallway. Like, Jamie and Tom would never tell people that their house is haunted. But when we came in, they saw by the look of our faces, they go, you saw him, didn't you? And then we said, how did you know we saw who we saw if we don't know who we saw? He goes, was it the guy dressed in dark black pioneer clothing with the white collar? And I said, how did you know who we saw? But, you know, they
witnessed
it.
Well, it's
not
like there's a shit ton of, you know, spirits there.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, they said any time. Of course, their daughters would have to be out of the house because they get kind of freaked out of that. But Jamie and Tom, maybe I'll get in touch with them one time. You guys can come up here and do an investigation at their house.
Well, by all means, I'd definitely love to do that.
Yeah, I'll definitely. I can check with them.
I mean, 1700 house?
Yeah.
You know, it's bound to have had several things happen over the in the few hundred years that it's been sitting there.
Oh, we're talking. I think even to the point, the older planks were like the straight nails. You know, the ones that look like they're straight on all four sides. The timbers on the floor. The timbers on the floor are original. And the hallways, guys. I don't know if the people back then were much smaller. The hallways from the old portion of the house to the new portion was so tiny, like. I mean, we could get up it, but it just seemed like they were just a smaller, petite type of people back then. You know? The whole house must have been like four rooms, and they were tiny. And then, of course, they added the additions onto it. But the original house was in the 1800s, I thought was tiny. And they have a, you know, fireplace and, of course, the whole thing.
I'm like, hey, maybe one time, like I said, I could check with them. You guys can check it out.
Oh,
that's
where
I witnessed my hauntings. That's it.
I mean, well,
you guys probably. Go ahead.
We guys probably what?
You guys probably witnessed more things, like I said, been doing this for than I've ever experienced, you know.
I mean, I've seen some weird shit. I mean, you know, having pressure on my throat and picking up an EVP have choked that fucker.
Yeah.
That one's kind of...
Sheds clothes, right?
That one's definitely right up there. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you actually review the audio and you go back and you deal with that, then all of a sudden you're going, you know, the asshole tightens up very tight and you're going, that's why I started coughing.
Right.
You know, it kind of, I mean, that definitely gets your attention. But,
oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it doesn't mean, well, I mean, I have seen what's considered the Holy Grail. I mean, I watched a dude walk by me that just flipping vanished. I mean, it was...
Yeah. Well, that was also in a
that
government
was definitely
building.
A turning moment. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
I told you that one, didn't I?
Well, you told me one, I didn't know. Yeah, you saw the one, you told me one about the choking and the EVP and the... Like you said, you sit there and you wonder, you know, when they are making physical contact with you, man, something's up, especially if you can't explain it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one that I just talked about where I watched a dude walk in front of me that just vanished, that was at a government building. Department of Homeland Security is redoing a building up in actually a shit ton of buildings. Overall, the property is 137 acres.
Right.
And there's about 30 buildings on the property that Homeland Security is taking for their buildings. And then there's a huge portion that gets to become part of Coast Guard. It's St. Elizabeth's Hospital. And you can actually just do a Google search for St. Elizabeth Hospital.
Okay.
They started building in 1855. It was the first federal government insane asylum. And absolutely gorgeous buildings. I mean, the architecture is just gorgeous. The buildings themselves, the style. Anyway, I'm down in the kitchen in the, like, ground level of one of the big buildings. I'm over in a corner working 3-4 feet away from a doorway. If you go from where I'm at, laying the tile floor down, out that doorway 3 or 4 feet ahead of me to the left, there's a doorway going outside. You can go 50 feet in any direction, and it's just mud.
Right.
From that first doorway, turn right, go about 8 feet, there's a stairway that leads to the upstairs. Oh, I hear my echoes back. I start hearing like hard-soled shoes coming down the stairway, and I'm like, what the hell? Why in the hell is security? Now, this is Christmas Eve, by the way. I'm like, why is security wearing hard-soled shoes? Well, lo and behold, it wasn't security. I watched a dude walk by in a black suit, carrying a black briefcase, wearing a fedora. He passed by my doorway. I looked at him, got a full description on him. He went out the main door, exited the building, and I went right behind him. Nobody there.
And do you think that, would you consider that a residual, like he was just going through motions, or do you think he actually looked at you, identified
now,
you, you saw him? And...
Now, I'm pretty certain that one was a residual. He never made eye contact with me, didn't look at me, didn't acknowledge my existence.
Gotcha.
You know, and when I heard him coming, I stopped and I actually looked up to see who was coming through. You know, so I was kind of in motion. And, you know, as well as I do, human nature, anything in motion where you don't expect it, you're going to turn your head and look. He didn't turn his head and look or nothing, just walked right past. So And what I feel, given the fact that he was in a suit with a briefcase wearing a fedora, I kind of feel like it was one of the doctors that was there at some point in time, because the upstairs of that building used to be a dorm room for patients.
Right.
So I'm thinking that, you know, maybe the doctor had just finished his rounds and was just leaving the building business as usual.
No.
You know, but to see somebody in, you know, full clothing, you know, just kind of, I mean, that's definitely shocking. I mean, the only thing you think at that point, I mean, my first thought was, who the fuck was that? And by the time that thought went through my head, I was out the door and I was on his heels. And I couldn't have been but 5 feet behind him. And nobody there. And like I said, he had to go 50 feet in either direction to get out of sight. Now, you know, we've all had that moment where you see a, looks like a shadow moves out of the corner of your eye. Well, that could have been headlights from a car coming through the window, you know, and the car's a block away. You know, we've all had that, what the hell was that moment. I don't freak over those anymore. I don't even give those, you know, a second thought.
No.
Watching somebody walk by that I can't see 5 feet later, yeah, that one I give, you know, 100 second thoughts to. But
sure.
Yeah, I mean, to look up and see a dude in period clothing at, you know, a friend's house looking out the windows at me, yeah, I would have to go, yeah, I'm not thinking we're having Christmas here this year, honey.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you know that nobody's in that place, you know it, absolutely, and then you look up if there's an image. I think that, yeah, I think that would be a little freaky.
Yeah,
I definitely think that would.
I mean, you have to admit, much like UFOs, to think that we're the only thing that walks on a similar plane of existence is pretty damn near aligned. I mean, there's got to be spirits out there. There's got to be something that we can't understand. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it intrigues me. I mean, I want to know what's on the other side, preferably before I get there. Call it my, I'm kind of using my lifetime as like a preschool thing for when I'm dead. I don't want to know what the hell to expect. Preschool is kind of a precursor to actually dealing with school. So that's what I'm using it for. What the hell?
Hey, you know, to explain the unexplained. You know, I'm definitely interested in it. Definitely interested.
But Paul, you've met Dennis before, and for the gentleman to walk past him and not look in his direction and just keep walking.
Right.
Knowing Dennis, that's pretty much the best course of action to do if you're around him at all.
Because I am a little bit odd.
You just don't acknowledge him, keep walking. So, no, that Dennis, for you to say that was residual, no, that was an intelligent spirit.
Don't look. The fuck you saw that?
That's pretty funny.
And that's why he disappeared 5 seconds later, because he knew that you were on his tail. He's like, you know what, I'm ditching this fucking dude. No.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that would be the full spectrum unleashed train just running Dennis's ass over.
Thank you, Matt.
We haven't gotten to the train yet. We're still at the bus. When the train comes, you'll know it.
It'll be a full-fledged locomotive, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. I still know how to drive the bus.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
The best part of that soundbite is no. The best part of that soundbite is your cackling laughter in the background afterwards. And the fact that I know that you hit the floor makes it even better.
Yeah, that was
fun. You always know that you got that good laugh time, you know.
Well, he was laughing so hard, and his shoulders were bouncing so much that he couldn't hit the stop or the pause button.
Hmm. Well, I've got another one on my phone that I haven't even uploaded. But it
good.
Is...
Keep it that way. It's fine on your phone.
The only thing that you hear on it is Matt going... Stop, fucker. Quit laughing. I can't do this with you laughing. All you can hear is just me in the background laughing. You're like, how am I supposed to do this shit when you're laughing? Shut up. Yeah, okay. But I didn't bother uploading that one. That's yet to come.
Well, I'm sure Kevin would appreciate that. I wouldn't so much, but I'm sure Kevin would. I haven't heard that one.
I don't know. Well, if I could figure out how to do it, I would. But, let me see. Maybe I can email it to myself and play it off of my laptop. Shit, I don't know.
You got all my clips that I sent to you, right? I know you did, Dennis.
Yeah, the trouble is, I have an iPhone, so they're recording in some jacked-up format.
Gotcha.
And I'm on the phone now, so I'm not able to play them and be on the phone. Which really blows because it cracked me the hell up.
Yeah, I was bored that day when I sent you this.
And you know what? There's the echo again. Paul, seriously, I can't thank you enough for those. That was amazing, above and beyond anything.
I'm going to try something. I don't know if this is going to work, guys, but you have to be quiet while I do this. Let me figure out. Okay. I'm going to try this. I don't know if it'll work, but cross your fingers and let's find out. Make sure my volume's all the way up. Let's see if this works.
I don't think I want to cross my fingers or hear what you're doing because it's at my expense.
So, did that work?
No.
Damn it. All right.
We heard you say shit. That worked.
Yeah, let me just see if I can send it. I'll tell you what, Paul. I'm going to send it to you, and let's see if you can play the damn thing.
All right. Are you going to send it to my email, or are you sending it to my phone?
No, I'm going to send it to your phone just because then you'll have it.
Go ahead. Yeah, send it to my phone. Then I'll have it.
Yeah, and then you have to make him work. What the hell is that? Ghost or you? What the fuck is wrong with
Fight
you?
Fight me. So, let's see. Now, I don't know Paul's email right offhand.
Well, you can, if you...
But, you know, I can send it to Bruce.
Well, you can send it to my phone. You just said you were going to.
Yeah, I already did that. So let's see. I will send it to Bruce.
Wait and see if it comes into my phone.
Why are you going to send it to Bruce?
Because I like Bruce. Bruce is funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Paul, give me a first couple of letters on your email, brother.
It's a nightmare on your street at gmail.com. So spell it all out. A nightmare on your street at gmail.com. And I don't care if anybody listens that on the radio because that's our Freddy versus Jason email.
Sure, well, there you go.
You know what? Along with that, do you want to throw any other contact or plugs out or anything? Well,
yeah,
you
know what?
We might as well throw them on.
Well, since I did that, of course, if anybody wants to friend us, it's Freddie with an IE versus, which is the S, Jason with a Y. I'm also going to put a shout out because, and I'm going to do this as Joker, if you don't mind.
Make sure everyone comes out to the First State Comic Con on Sunday, October 27th. From 10 to 4 at the Embassy Suite Hotel at 654 South College Avenue in Newark, Delaware. It's only a $3 cover, and I'm not covering it. Feel free to be there, because the Joker will be there with his friend Buzz Harrison from Living Corpse, as well as Mr. Rob Dimension, from No Clowning Around in Baggage. So if you're listening, I better see you there. Or else.
And as far as Freddy versus Jason, I mean, come and see us. We're going to be there Saturday, October 26th at Chiller. Just go to Chiller Theater online, and you'll see there's going to be an array of so many other people there. It's going to be a big vast of horror icons. And go out to the Mount Holly Prison Haunt. And that's going to start every Friday and Saturday. It starts this week. And, of course, that date, of course, the first day that it happens is going to be this Friday the 11th. And, you know, Saturday would be a good day, October 12th, to go, if anybody's ever listening tonight and want to go, because they're going to have the Witch's Ball, which they close down the whole. It's kind of like a huge festival of evil people, which, of course,
I fit right in.
And so does Isaac. And, you know, you'll be able to have a grand old time, and you'll be able to go to the Mount Holly Haunt, as well, Prison Haunt, as well as going out to the Witch's Ball. And then from there on out, it's the every weekend all the way up through, and including November 1st and 2nd, we'll be there as well. So, and anybody else come out? I mean, you'll have a really, really good time. So.
Well, you answered my next question of anything in particular you would promote for Halloween, but that's done. So, check.
Yeah, I'm looking right into your head. I know exactly what you're thinking. Here, I got the
scary thought.
Yeah,
Naomi. Shout out to Naomi. How does Naomi want a shout out?
However you want.
Any way you care.
Naomi, I remember you from last time. Freddy still gives you a shout-out, baby. Turn around. He'll give you more than a shout-out.
Wow.
So
That can be taken in so many different directions.
Which direction are we going next? Or maybe she just wants to hold on to the doll. Maybe.
Well, I think we should go all directions at once. That's the best way to get some global expansion.
Hey, you know what? Did you send it to some archaic number, Dennis? My phone has not connected me to your...
You didn't get the message?
No, I'm waiting for your text, man. Do you want me to text you?
Yeah, no. Well, Dennis is archaic himself, so that's pretty fitting.
Okay. But,
right, hang on, I'll say it again.
Dennis,
you know, that is one thing that I'm extremely happy of all the, you know, events and everything that you have going on, and there's so many great people who are doing so many events, and Halloween is our season. Whether you're a performing actor or a paranormal investigator or whatever. So, it is our season, and I have to give kudos to everybody and literally everybody is. I just.
Hey, our friends in New Jersey, I mean, they had the Asbury Park. They won the, you know, the zombie, they had the zombie crawl, and they just hit Guinness Book of World Records. And a friend of mine was there, and she did an authentic, which was awesome. My friend Gina did an authentic Alice in Wonderland, but she made an Alice in Wonderland zombie, and she was basically gnawing on a white rabbit, which was great. Because that's just the way we are. I have my clips, Dennis, right here that I could play that I sent to you, but I don't know what clip you're sending me.
Well, I was trying to send the one of me doing nothing but laughing my ass off and Matt telling me to shut the fuck up. How am I supposed to do this if I can't stop laughing? Well, the
trouble is...
Doesn't
that happen on every show?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
Yeah, we don't need the audio clip. That's just us.
Yeah, right. Well, I got my other clips right here. They're like queued up, and I know they all say Full Spectrum Radio.
Yeah, Dennis, you got those on the board also.
Yes, I do. Which, by the way, let's see. I have the Joker can give us a little feed. Let's see, where is that one at? Where did this shit go?
It's under FSR.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm looking at those. But...
Don't look around. Listen to Full Spectrum Radio, and you'll get a smile on your face.
Like that?
Like this.
Don't joke around. Listen to Full Spectrum Radio, and you'll get a smile on your face.
Yeah, I think I heard that before.
Yeah, and this one might sound
familiar. Getting nightmares? Then you're not listening to Full Spectrum Radio. The best radio on the planet.
Yeah, that can definitely ruin somebody's day, I think, in the middle of the night. Somebody like that jumped out.
Dude, you seriously, like, if I had that ability to do that voice, I would try and contact, like, mattress stores. And the most obscure things to do, to do any sort of promo for. Like that,
well, it's so funny. I had somebody ask me, because I was at the gun show, his wife opens up all dollar stores, and they may want me to come out as Freddy at the dollar stores. So,
well, that would make... I can understand that, but you know what? I seriously would try and push to do a mattress store, being Freddy and basically...
Give me a buck.
You know,
sorry.
He infiltrates your dreams. Like, to do, like, an American mattress or something like that would be hysterical.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Silly posturpedic. Lay the fuck down.
No, couldn't say it like that, but... No, you definitely could do it that way. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that, I'm not thinking it would sound really good.
Tempur-Pedic. I'm not the only one that can fuck up your dreams.
Yeah, right?
Check out my sleep. No, it's more like, check out my sleep number, bitch.
Yeah, I don't think that would fly.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that would be acceptable on prime time.
Yeah, right.
I would still try it, though. You know what? Because of Halloween, all right, this is my mission for you. All right, because of Halloween, see if you can get a mattress store, local or whatever, that will actually have you do a commercial for them as Freddy.
No, but you can think of I will try to attempt to do that. Not that I would say I'm going to be successful, but could you imagine going to and you have like a, you know, how they have the sleep number beds and you hear, one,
yeah.
Two, Freddy's coming for you.
Would you like number two?
You know. think that would go pretty well.
I think the
yeah,
people sucked were actually number two who
no,
were there.
Wait. You're going through the drive-thru. Welcome to Wendy's. How can I take your order?
I want some meat.
Give me some meat, bitch, now.
What? Nothing. I didn't hear nothing.
Or, of course, it would be even worse. You pull into the Wendy's drive-thru and you get,
welcome to Wendy's.
Well, yeah, it's always great in reverse.
If I could do this shit. You know what? That's an idea, man. We need to set up, like, hidden cams and shit and see if we can get our own show done. We'll have you answering the Wendy's drive-thru or the Burger King drive-thru. You know, something like that. That would be so fun.
Those guys did the, you know, the souse, and they did the, you know, they always went to the drive-thru windows. Of course, they were good, but they ordered all the food, and they made these outlandish meals. They got pretty, they went to every fast food place, and the concoctions that they made were, Jesus, oh, my God, heart attacks in a bowl, pretty much.
Yeah, but nobody's ever had Freddy take their order.
No, they haven't. Large fry,
bullshit. You get what I give you, bitch.
Yeah. You want fries with that?
My menu.
You want fries with that?
I bet you do. You'll get what I give you and like it.
Or even creepier, Isaac. Taking orders.
Oh yeah, call the guard. Let's role play that one. I want to hear Isaac taking my order.
Hi, my name's Isaac. What do you want to eat? And I'll drive home with you. I'll be your happy meal.
That's just not right.
Can I be your happy meal? I want to be your happy meal.
That's damn, should I go right. over Willa? It's not right, but it's fun.
No,
I'll be your happy meal.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine people in the drive-thru, like, actually experiencing that?
I'll be your happy meal. Let me cuddle with you. I'll feed you fries.
Oh, God.
It's not right.
But that would
no,
be,
but it would
that
be
would
so
be awesome.
Damn funny.
Dude, if you're driving in the middle of the night and somebody, like, I don't know, we punk somebody and they're driving in the middle of the night going on a drive-thru, but Isaac's in the back seat of their freaking car. Dude, you're talking about cardiac arrest right there.
Hi, can I drive? I'll have a milkshake, please.
I don't think that would be right, guys. Dude, your friends would be...
But
all your cop friends, Dennis, I would be shot.
Well, no, you'd probably be shot by me first and
yeah,
then
right?
them, but holy yeah, shit. Right. I'm sorry, but if I hear that as I'm driving along and all of a sudden I look in the rearview mirror and I see fucking
a blue-eyed doll.
Yeah.
Blue-eyed doll staring you in the face.
Object. I don't care. It's a building, it's a tree, it's a phone pole, guardrail, something solid. We're nosediving this son of a bitch.
You better have your seatbelt on because that doll is launching out of the back seat.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I'm hoping like hell he's got a one-way ticket out the front windshield.
Oh, it's flying time.
Oh,
reservations, first class, yeah. One way.
Straight through the window.
Yeah.
We're now unloading. Passengers A through I.
Hey, right. Hey, Dennis, Can I drive?
Bullshit. That would scare somebody in the middle of the night. You're not knowing on the back seat. Yeah, that would be pretty freaky.
And as the vehicle
definitely
goes
ruins
thin wheels down the highway.
Well, Paul, I'm on Orbitz right now, and I'm booking you a plane ticket to hop in the back seat of Dennis's truck.
Yeah, right. Now, but when you guys all, I wanted to ask you this: Are you guys going to be going to any events together again, like you did with Powerfest?
No, I did it once. Didn't like the company that I kept for the majority of the weekend. So, no, we won't be repeating that one again. It's kind of like taking a ugly chick on a date. You just don't want to repeat that. Yeah, Matt was an ugly chick.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured that. Well, is there any events that, Dennis, you will be at another event and Matt will be 1,000 miles away? Or just kidding, Matt.
Pretty much.
Nothing but love.
After that comment, pretty much everyone.
Boy. Wow.
So,
oh, God, I think it popped up a long face.
I will be at October 26th and 27th, if I remember the dates correct. I'll be at the Haunted Flea Market with Jody Parks again.
Cool.
It was the Midnight Flea Market, but now it's the Haunted Flea Market that Jim Decker is throwing on again. So, looking forward to that. There is a bunch of different ones, and not in the paranormal sense, but in the actual, like, scare the crap out of you haunted sense that I want to be at, checking out, and probably working at, because, I mean, Paul, you know better than anybody does, doing this shit, it is infectious.
It's a rush.
When you scare somebody and they talk about it for a while, it's pretty awesome.
We're
then they come up to you afterwards and say, hey, you were one of my favorite parts of, you know, the event and blah, blah, and all that stuff, and they take photos. And it's just normal costume stuff, which, you know, I would recommend to anybody, hey, if you have something local, you have a local haunted house, they're always, most of them are always looking for people to donate their time, donate, you know, everything, like whatever you can, just give it a try.
Do it.
And you'll love it.
You will.
And
it is infectious, as you say.
Yeah, you'll look forward to next year. I mean, it's like, you know, November 1st, I'm looking forward to Halloween of next year when I do the local, like, creepy haunted house, like, scary kind of ones.
That's I'm telling you, when I got involved, I mean, I do the events, but then when I got involved at the Mount Holly Hall, I'm so looking forward to it because, you know, I stalk people and scare them. This, they're all coming to me. Like, there's no way out. I'm standing in front of the exit door. You're either coming straight for me, pal, or you're running the other way. So you decide.
Well, hey, Paul, I just tagged you in. Girl made a comment, holy hell, I need a back massage. So I just tagged Betty versus Jason. You got this one. This was a girl that was at Parafest that I photobombed. It was her and two of her friends, and I photobombed them. And then I took them over and introduced them to Grant Wilson. But
did they have a booth at the event?
No, these girls didn't. They were locals that just showed up to. They
wanted
to meet some of the celebs and whatnot. And
gotcha.
I'm standing there talking to. God, who was I talking to at that time? I think I was talking to Nick Carlson and Tim and all of them from Pennhurst.
Gotcha.
But no, I was talking to Rebecca and them from Trans Allegheny. And I just happened to see them over my shoulder right behind me on my six. They were lining up for a picture, so I spun around and just gave this creepy face and photobombed them.
Nice.
They didn't really find the humor. I, on the other hand, of course, I found the shit ton of humor.
Of course you did.
Because that's the way you roll.
You always have to put a smile on their face, my friend.
What?
Because everyone needs a hug. Because everyone wants to cuddle.
Well, I will say this. We have 5 minutes left. I'm going to throw one in here. Real quick, Ross is in chat, and he says, I don't know how people get scared on investigations when the Holy Grail in paranormal is yet to be caught on film. Now, I'm assuming, Ross, that you mean the Holy Grail to be a full-bodied apparition. However, there hasn't been a solid full-bodied apparition, but I have seen footage from one of the TV programs where they actually have the full outline crosses across in front of the screen, is able to darken a light in the background and continues on past and the light comes back up full strength. So it's not quite a full-bodied solid apparition, but it's pretty damn close and it's pretty damn intriguing. But to get scared on an investigation doesn't really take a hell of a lot. And keep in mind, the human body is trained that a loud instant noise will make you jump. Doesn't mean you're going to get scared, but you will jump.
Well, the one that you're talking about is on YouTube, and it's Ghost Adventures from the Goldfield Hotel, and
that's
their documentary that they were doing.
Right.
Right.
But I didn't want to throw the shameless plug out. But we're down to, let's take a look at our clock here. We got 3 minutes. All right, Paul, throw out all of your plugs before we go into archive.
All right. Well, again, hope to see everybody. If you want to hear more about us, go to Freddy versus Jason. That's Freddy with an IE, Jason with a Y. Make sure you get out to the Mount Holly Prison starting this weekend, Fridays and Saturdays from now until the first week in November. Make sure that you come to Chiller and see us. I'm also going to be on All Talk Radio October 22nd as Joker. And, again, come to First State Comic Con because it's going to be a really, really good time at the Embassy Suites in Delaware. And Mr. J will be there, and it'll be a lot of fun. So, again, and the biggest thing I tell you, buddy, you know what? Believe in what you believe in, whether it's characters, whether it's modeling, whether an actor, don't let anybody tell you different. If you believe in something, you know, reach for it and try to do the best you can and give it all you can.
And always scare somebody. It's just such a rush.
But don't give them a heart attack. Try to do
it
differently.
There is that fine line.
Yes, there is.
But Jason is still a punk, and he's such a mama's boy.
But hey, while we're still live, thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Paul. I definitely do know more than anything. You're always welcome on the show.
Thank you.
You
guys are blessed.
Definitely. Yeah, and you can catch us every Monday and Wednesday night. Full Spectrum Unleashed on Mondays, Full Spectrum on Wednesdays. CPR Matt, CPR Dennis, Facebook and Twitter. Other than that, Dennis, floor is yours for the last minute.
All right. I got 1 minute to throw this. Wednesday night, we've got a group that's a Richmond local team, Transcend Paranormal. They have a couple of locations that they deal with right here in the Richmond area. Within an hour, 2 hours away. One location they're going to talk about is called the Graffiti House. It's a former U.S. Civil War hospital. They have another location that I absolutely love. It's up in Gordonsville. It's called the Exchange Hotel. They also deal with Henricus Park, which is a historical park right here in Richmond. It was a Civil War fortress. In speaking with Steve, who is the lead, very good information, wonderful conversation. Make sure to catch us right here Wednesday night, Full Spectrum Radio, same place, same time, CPR Matt and CPR Dennis. Should be awesome. So that's pretty much it. Matt already threw out our Facebooks, threw out our Twitters. We got 3 seconds. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're into archive. But we can still carry on talking. Those listening in on archive will actually, or those listening to the archive will still continue to hear us for a while.
It will be awesome.
Yes, it will be awesome. So, now that we've had such a wonderful time, Isaac, would you like to cuddle? Because I really like Isaac. I love his blue eyes.
Isaac doesn't think he wants to cuddle anymore. Isaac's gonna go home now.
I've scared Isaac. Yes.
Isaac pictured Matt in his half shirt. That was enough.
But Isaac, you're such a cutie, and I really love the blue eyes. They're just so sparkly. Please cuddle with me, Isaac.
I'm telling you. It's like an episode of Family Guy with that old guy who likes Chris.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Herbert.
Right.
Yes, Mr. Herbert the pervert.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Whoosh. Hey, Chris.
My buddy of mine that I used to know, I used to say that.
I hope you brought me some good news.
Oh, unbelievable.
I'm looking for that muscle, y'all, paper boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking pretty sexy, Chris. Can I play with you?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
know what you're saying.
That would be another creepy character you can develop is just mimic Mr. Herbert.
Yeah.
The Swish Man.
Oh, that would just be too fucking funny to answer. I swear to God, man, I want to be there with hidden cameras when you start taking orders in a Wendy's. Just walk in and go, I want to talk to the manager, please.
I just want to take one order. Please, let me take one order.
Hi, my name's Bob. I'm the manager. How can I help you?
I want to take a few orders at the window, please. Let me take an order.
If I walked in as character, they would. Oh, that was the funniest thing. When I was at the, when I went to the gun show, the people were so nice to put me up in the Hilton Garden Hotel. And I had there was a guy, he was standing at the counter, and he just looked at me and he said, the look of shock in his face and just fear was like, he said, this is not happening. This is not happening. And I'm wheeling up. It's Freddie wheeling up with his garment bag into the hotel. And I said, you got a room. And the people that were with us, just the woman that was with us, Nancy, she just said, you're not dreaming. This is for real. And then I said, what do you do when Kruger asks you for a room? He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to say.
Yeah, it was classic.
If
I had a Freddie nearly as good as yours, dude, I would have an absolute ball.
I gotta watch sometimes because I get to the, and I didn't mean to cut you off, I get to the, you know, it's extreme, and sometimes I can think, you know, I could just walk in anything, and I didn't really talk about it on your show, but when I met Heather Langenkamp, it was awesome. She thought my character was amazing. Well, the following day, and I gave her one of my little Freddy charms. I have these Freddy blades that are in pewter, and I just thought it was great for her to say that to me, and I gave her one of my charms. Well, the next day, I met the guy, is it Oliver Roberts, or whatever. I always forget his last name, but he was in, he played the young boy in Poltergeist. That you know, with the clown, the whole deal. Well, his table was adjacent to Nancy's. Well, I became such good friends with him, Oliver, that we were talking. I'm standing behind his table. What I do, I decided to go behind Nancy's table as Nancy's sitting there. And I went, "How you doing, Heather?" She let out this blood-curdling scream across the whole vendor room. Like, I scared the living fuck out of her. Literally. And she said, "That was not cool." Like, I knew I angered her, and I was like, "Oh, my God, I really screwed this up. I didn't mean to do it." But I wasn't expecting to scare, like, Nancy from Nightmare Up. But she get, then, so if you fast forward this, then she had a Q&A. So at the Q&A, of course, I had to go as Freddy. So somebody asked the question, you know, did Robert Englund ever scare you? And she goes, "Well, you know, getting used to the makeup, sometimes it was scary, and it did happen one time." And then Rob DeBenson, he happened to be hosting the Q&A. He goes, "Is there any other questions?" So I raise my hand in the air, I'm flashing my blades, and he goes, "Nancy or Heather, I think Freddie has a question." And I stood up and I went, "Heather, I'm real sorry I scared you yesterday." And she goes, "You scared the living shit out of me, but I accept your apology." But everybody started laughing in the group. But I just wasn't expecting it. And she goes, "Nobody has ever scared me like that before." I said, "Well, I guess I could take that as a really good compliment coming from you." And the point was that she was trying to make is that there are some, you know, I take my character to the limit, but I know where to stop and not cross the limit. There are some sick people in this world. And that's where she was worried about. You know, she goes, she's married to, I always forget, I think it's, David Hansen, I think is his first name. Well, bottom line is her husband did all the special effects for Star Trek Into the Darkness. He's a very, very, very talented special effects makeup artist. And that's her husband. As a matter of fact, she was one of the aliens in the transporter room in Star Trek Into the Darkness. She was that alien that they put the makeup on and everything. But the point was is her husband always, you know, worries about her when she's on the road. And she's right. I mean, there are sick people. I mean, what if you had somebody come in and they went crazy and ballistic with the blades that we have and things like that? And I respected that in the case where what she was trained, even though I'm in my character. But she goes, she complimented me. She goes, you bring it home. I mean, literally. You know his mannerisms, you know his thing. And that was, to hear from her was like one of the best compliments I could ever get. And knowing that Robert Englund, like I said, he friended me. You know, I don't know if you guys realize this, but November 14th, or it, 2014 comes up. That's Nightmare on Elm Street's 30-year anniversary. So look out if there's ever... You're going to see all four of them, you know, everybody from that movie appear. That's where it's going to be it. And I will be there come hell or high water. So that's an event that you guys better come or find out. I'll probably let you know before you guys, you know, I know. So do know that that's coming. So next November, that's the 30-year anniversary. So they may just have something just prior to it. But the 30-year anniversary Nightmare on Elm Street is coming.
Yeah, Dennis, I think with a 12-month notice that we can probably pencil something in.
Yeah, I give you a little bit of heads up.
Yeah, I can probably
swing
that. I'll try to push it into the schedule. But yeah, hey, by the way, thanks for reminding me just how damned old I am, you jackass.
It's a 30-year anniversary.
Yeah, I remember when the first one came out.
Yeah.
And I was old enough to go in without having a parent go with me. So, yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I mean, hey, November 4th, 1984. Or November 9th, 1984.
Yep, it was actually, it was 3 years before I graduated high school, but I graduated 17 anyway, so. But... Yeah, it was. I mean, I do remember watching them when they first came out. And
well, I graduated in '88, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember groups of my friends getting together that, you know, we would all go watch it.
That was the best movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and of course then you had, you know, when it came out on, you know, VHS tape. For our younger crowd, those were an older thing that didn't even resemble a DVD. They resembled kind of a suitcase that you shoved into a huge box that would play movies.
Right, right. And some were smaller. Yeah. I know where you were going with that. But anyway,
yeah.
There was the beta ones. There was the three-lettered swear words VHS.
And then Laserdisc came out, and then they said, oh, why don't we make these discs much smaller?
Yeah. Well, I had an aunt and uncle that had the Laserdisc. And I remember thinking, wow, these things are incredible. And then, you know, of course, today I look at them and go, holy shit, it was just a 78 that's shiny.
Exactly.
Now, yeah, and, you know, you were paying, what, $20-$30 for a Laserdisc. But,
right.
You know, the quality in comparison to today was just shit. But, we are 10 after 11.
Yep, I'm going to head out with you guys, and I appreciate always being on your show. I'll definitely get in touch with you, especially to your status that we'll jet up and see you, whatever. I'll make it happen. And definitely, Matt, I definitely want to go to Chicago one time in my life and never been there, especially I want to go see Day of the Dead, which, they, you know, they have their Chicago Con, where usually D'Angelo Lazor, who plays Cosplay Nancy, is out there, and William Adams usually is there, too, which he plays a Nightmare Man, which is his version of Freddy. So sooner or later, definitely be there. We'll all get together somehow. You guys are more than welcome to come to my place and do whatever. So
next year, I'm actually going to be one of the feature presenters at Chicago Ghost Conference 6. Chicago Ghost Conference 5 was this past weekend. But yeah, no, for Ghost Conference 6, and not only am I presenting, I'm like starting in the works now with Ursula to set it up for next year. Freddy and Joker and all that, you're going to be here.
Cool.
So we'll definitely hire you for that.
You just let me know. Hey, and I can stuff a doll in a box too if you need Isaac. I'll bring Isaac that. Because you never know if you want that other type of doll.
Matt has said that more times than you can imagine.
Yeah. Dennis,
oh,
Dennis,
you have an air compressor, huh, Matt?
I will agree with Dennis on this one.
Dennis just got it now. You have an air compressor, huh, Matt?
Yeah, it's a pancake one. It works quite well. Many different adapters. But no, well,
it's a doll in a box.
Go ahead, Dennis. Keep digging the knife. Do you want me to twist it for you, or do you want to twist it?
No, it's okay. We'll just let that one sit and simmer for a moment.
All right. All right, well, listen, guys, I will let you go. Keep in touch. I'll talk to you soon, and I'll send you a track if you want Isaac promoting your show, too. I'll send you a track.
Hell yes. I'd love to have Isaac promoting our show, brother.
No problem.
Yeah.
And next then we'll see what other characters I'm...
Six. Matt and
that'll work.
Presenting. We'll all get to hang out again, brother.
Oh, it'll work. All right, bro. You guys get a good night's sleep, and I'll talk to you soon.
Later. All right, brother. Sweet dreams.
Bye. Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Night, Isaac.
Night.
We'll cuddle later. Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of another weird-ass night on Full Spectrum Radio.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. But, Dennis, would you like to cuddle?
No, Matt, you just can't hit it, brother.
He's
got
that
really
smooth
voice
while he does it. Yeah.
But he's not smooth in other ways.
Yeah, I want to get to the point with one of them that he's like, at least says, you know what, that was pretty good. Not really close, but pretty good. And I'd be sufficient with that.
Yeah, and by the way, thanks for chucking me under the bus to make me do pretty again. Asshole.
You know what? You did do it the best, though, when you had your sore throat. That was spot on. Like, when you were actually hurting.
Oh, it actually hurt to do it because my throat was already raw anyway.
And that's what made it better.
Yeah, well, sometimes I'm able to get my voice to go nice and low. Other times it's just rough. But I've heard you like it rough.
Yeah, I'm kind of more like that. I'm kind of a whore like that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us, Full Spectrum Unleashed. Catch us on Full Spectrum on Wednesday, where we will continue the paranormal. And I do have a lot of questions, because anytime anybody paranormal comes on, I always have a lot of questions. So, Dennis, thank you, brother, as always. Love you. And I will talk to you, well, probably tomorrow, but if not, on Wednesday on Full Spectrum Radio.
Yes. Now, like I said earlier on Full Spectrum Radio, Wednesday we will have Transcend Paranormal, which is a local group out of Richmond that handles a couple of different locations. Sort of is their primary, so to speak. But I definitely think it's going to be a great interview. I've spoken with them on the phone. I just think it's going to be a great interview. There should be some great information to pass along as well. So for those of you that can, please join us on Wednesday night for Full Spectrum Radio. Same place. Watch for the links on CPR Matt, CPR Dennis, Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers, all on Facebook, and you can find us also on Twitter. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed night. And
right,
let's see what we can find to play us out of here.
Throw some misguided ghosts, I think is fitting.
You think that would work? Yeah, I'm good with that.
I think
we'll
that's fitting.
That. All right, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Oh, you are not
They